Melnik Chateau, a castle, or Bohemia's first winery. After a 50-kilometer drive north from Praha and a short walk up a slope, we pass through a quaint narrow alley opening out into a town square of a typical Baroque town. As I took in the scenic locale, the advertising professional in me spotted a film crew shooting an ad film. Our guide further filled us in that Melnik is Czechia's significant agrarian area that provides fresh fruits and vegetables besides beet, sugar and wine to the country. For any ad film on organic produce or a product with a vegetable or fruit base, Melnik will be the choice. A look to the left of the square and a tall tower filled our sight. We learnt it was the church tower of St. Peter and St. Paul Church that faces the Melnik Castle. For a feel of how tall this tower was, check out the size of humans in relation to the dial of the clock atop the tower in the image below. For many decades, you could not go up the church tower, but that's opened up since 2007. Melnik Chateau, a brief history. A sumptuous traditional lunch in a town square cafe later, we made our way to the castle. On approaching the entrance, we learnt the chateau was first built in the 9th century in wood. It was at the end of the 10th century that the Lobkowicz family redid the mansion in stone. The architectural style journey of this historic castle started with Romanesque in stone, followed by Gothic style, and then Baroque style in the 16th century. This Baroque structure is what we see today. Legend has it that Ludmilla raised her grandson Venceslaus I, the Duke of Bohemia, who was assassinated at the young age of 24. He came to be known as Saint Venceslaus later. Venceslaus learnt how to cultivate grapes and make wine here. In fact, Ludmilla planted the first grape vines in the region and started the first Bohemian winery around 915 CE. The last heiress of the estate, Marie Ludmilla, married Augustus Antonin Joseph Lobkowicz in 1753. Since then, the chateau has been with the Lobkowicz family, except for the period between 1948 and 1992, when the communist regime took it away. Inside Melnik Chateau. The first and the second floors of the chateau are the living quarters of the Lobkowicz family. While we toured the area, it was a no photography zone. Of the many rooms, studies and halls in the residential wing, there are a few of note, like the bedroom of George Lobkowicz, who died racing his Bugatti in Berlin. Besides a cabinet full of trophies and his portraits, the most outstanding piece of furniture is his massive four-poster bed. Another couple of rooms have shields, coats of armor and more on display. It is interesting that you can go close and look behind to see how they assembled a suit of armor. A gigantic concert hall on the second floor is furnished with huge round tables and can seat 100 people. Family portraits and wall and ceiling murals here are breathtaking. The staircases exhibit glass-fronted gun cases, and the walls alongside have at least 100 mounted antler trophies. Melnik Chateau Wine Cellar and Vineyard. The basement beneath the chateau is a wine cellar. With the family vineyards in the chateau estate and elsewhere in the region, the winery here distills about 250,000 bottles every year. Not a large winery, but the wines are distinctive and premium. During a tour, don't miss out on a wine tasting session here. That'll begin your love affair with Czech wines. The chateau sits at the confluence of two rivers, Elbe and the Vltava. A road between the chateau and the church leads you there. The sloping estate behind the chateau is a vineyard that belongs to Lobkowicz family. It extends from the top of the hill to the river bank beneath. The vines here are descendants of the grape vines planted by King Charles IV in 14th century. With royalty, tradition, nature, agriculture and wine, Melnik town paints a pretty picture, made prettier with trademark Central European, nay, Bohemian countryside. If you seek a day trip from Praha, don't overlook Melnik. It will not disappoint you. Pin this Bohemian Chateau Winery.